should be okay. So that is the update on the auto server discovery draft. Next slide, please. There is a bit of editorials in that draft. So for instance, in the introduction, we clarified a bit that the auto can actually be in the resource consumer, which is the peer for peer-to-peer, or actually the tracker, which is the resource director, I think that's a more generic term. We removed the section history, which was included last time because actually this was a merger of two different drafts, and I think it's not needed anymore. We have updated the figure in there to match our own terminology. It was a bit outdated. And we swapped like section 3.1 and 3.2, which is like you can see the old order, and the new order makes it a bit more readable for the people to get in there. Okay, next slide, please. So there was a change in the UNAPTER process. It's not actually the process. I just figured it's like the wrong name. But we got a comment last time from Vijay who said that actually the response, which is the part which is actually this here, you see the old one up above there, was actually giving the server, but it was not giving the entry point on the server, meaning it was not giving the full URI, which is not was not aligned with the other protocol draft, and which should be now aligned with the other protocol draft. I think it was the bug from last time. Next slide, please. So the next step is we have asked for an expert review from the, I think it's the DNS directorate a while back, but we haven't heard anything yet. We are still waiting to have this completed. And the idea of this was that since we do a lot of things with DNS, we want to have got some feedback from the expert. If this is completely outrageous we are doing, it's good, or it's good and we need to improve on something. But I see somebody waiting on the mic.
I am Andrew Sullivan, and my colleague, I'm one of the co-chairs of the DNS Extensions Working Group, and my colleague, Olafur, in fact, has completed this review and sent it to the DNS Directorate list.
Okay.
So you will see something soon. I don't know. The processing of that, of course, is that it goes to the AD, and that's how it comes back to you.
Yeah.
Although I think the list is open, so you could look at it, or the archives are open, so you could probably look at it if you really wanted
to. Okay, that's good to know.
There are, however, some fairly significant issues here, and you're actually about to touch on one of them, and it's that reverse DNS lookup for IPv6.
Yeah.
Because, like, are you sure you want to do that? Tree climbing in the DNS is already, you know, regarded as really icky or unspeakably bad, depending on whom you ask. But tree climbing with a V6 address is going to suck.
It's not good. I know. That's the reason why it's listed there. And that's also why we asked for, like, expert review to get, like, what is the text we should write in there about this, like, or a hint at least.
Then if you really want to know what the text is that you should write there, the answer is you should use a different protocol. DNS is an exact match protocol, and if what your plan to do is try this one and lop the first first label off until you get there, what you're going to do is generate load all the way up that tree, right?
Yeah.
So traditionally what happens when DNS geeks hear about this, they get you know, twitchy, because it causes exactly this sort of problem where you got a lot of traffic, and you're going to have, of course, caches that are getting invalidated all over the place when you're asking these tree climbing queries. The unfortunate thing is, I don't really have a better answer for you. I mean, I recognize why you want to do this. I recognize why people want to do this all the time. But this is always the problem whenever somebody comes along with a service discovery mechanism that does tree climbing in the DNS.
Right.
And there's never really a good answer for it.
But that's something we would write down in the draft so that other people, because like maybe you and I know, but other people outside, if they read that, that should be written there. Like,
Now we're talking a meta issue that is
sort of
disastrous. I will think harder about this. I was only alerted to this actually on my way here, so I have paid absolutely zero attention to you prior to yesterday, so my apologies. But I read this draft quickly, and there are some fairly significant stones there.
Yes, we are aware of this one. Okay, thank you.
Hi, Richard Leamy. So I'm wondering if some of those issues were to become blocking, it seems like a lot of, especially reverse DNS that comes in for third party discovery, if that can be handled, like for example in the application itself, like a P2P client first party discovery itself, and then tells the tracker what server it found. I mean, there are other options that might go in the initial version and then leave like the really sticky and icky stuff out to another draft. I don't know if that's one way forward.
I think Sebastian and I discussed something that.
Okay.
I'm not sure with whom. I think Mr. Weston and I did discuss privately to have like a field in the ALDA protocol where the peer could tell something to this. Like.
Yeah, I know it was mentioned at least somewhere in one of the drafts that you had written. I don't remember where. Yeah. But that might be one way forward, especially if this is going to become something with advice for people to follow. If it takes a little bit of time to get this really sticky part right where we have other options temporarily, it might make sense to separate that out.
Yep.
So, Mr. Harrington?
This is Dave Harrington, responsible AD. I've checked through my mail, and so far I do not see any sign of the review.
Okay.
From the DNS reviewer. Okay, just so that you know. It's not that it's sitting and I haven't forwarded it. I haven't seen it yet.
So my understanding of the way the DNS directorate works is that it goes to the DNS directorate list, that goes to the ADs who are looking after us, and they should send it to you. So this happened, I know, while Oliver was traveling here, so I think that it could just be IDF.
It's in flight,
exactly.
Okay, that's a good news.
This is Andrew Sullivan again. I have a slightly different issue that I want to raise about this, and I don't know if now is the time, but since we're talking about the reverse DNS, there's another reverse DNS issue in this draft that you may want to think hard about, because it talks about, you know, how the reverse DNS tree is managed and what happens, what, you know, if you're a customer, how this stuff gets in there.
Yeah.
The bad news that I have for you is that we have tried now for many years, in fact, almost since I was involved with the ITF at all, to state something authoritatively about how you maintain the reverse DNS tree. And the answer in the operations world has always been, go away, get off my lawn, this is my rules, and I'm going to get to decide.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of people who have a strong opinion that they don't need to maintain the reverse tree, or that they won't. And if your protocol is going to depend on doing reverse DNS lookups, you're going to be sweet out of luck.
It's not depending on it. Like, we have like multiple options, and I'm not sure. I hope we have documented, because we're aware of this. I'm not sure if we've written it down that you cannot rely on that.
So I would suggest actually an operational consideration section in that area where you talk about how this works for different kinds of customers. You may want to talk about, you know, the sort of heuristic. What do you do in the case that this thing fails, and what do you do if you get an answer that actually points you to the wrong place? Because that is one of the main problems with the reverse tree, right? That a lot of the time, what you've got is stuff that doesn't match forward and back, or else it matches forward and back to some other domain. And now, what do? And you're going to get a lot of those answers.
No. Okay, good point. Yeah. Okay, good. All right. Other open issues? It's normative language we still have to do, I think. That's it from that side. Other points? Otherwise, we just go over to the deployment considerations, isn't it?